Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Things kind of settling back in now as we focus towards the month of April. A football note for you here on a Tuesday. The annual Cream Crimson game will be under the lights this year. That's going to be Friday night, April 15th, a couple of weeks from now. Soon after the women's Little Five and ahead of Saturday's men's race, 7 o'clock will be the official start out at the Rock on that particular Friday night. You know, since practice got back up and started after spring break, the daily works, and boy, there's been a lot of pad-popping going on in Coach Kevin Wilson's camp. It's kind of been, well, even when assessing offense with the defense, but the kind of give-and-take Coach Kevin wants to see here in March.
So we've now had six practices. We'll look at it. It's subjective. I'd say the defense has had three victories and the offense has had three victories. One of the comments from our defensive coaches, they're trying to get a good defense in place, and they think they're going against a pretty good offense. You know, even though we're trying to get quarterback figured out, you know, we do have good line play. We got several good running backs. Receivers are fine. And we'll get tied in, called down, quarterback up to speed. So for the defense, I think the challenge and compete early and have that give and take, to me, is encouraging from the defense side of things.
Well, after a day off Monday, it's back to work today and again on Thursday. Friday is pro day out at Mellencamp. Football publicist Jeff Keg will have more details on that a little bit later in the week. Right now, directing things offensively, as Kevin was mentioning, junior college transfer Richard Lego, Danny Cameron, and Austin King splitting reps as well. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later tonight, we'll wrap up a very solid month of March with IU Vice President Director of Athletics Fred Glass. Also on board, Big Ten Coach of the Year Ray Luz, Swimmer of the Year, and in the country, Lily King, along with fellow freshman and two-time All-American Miranda Tucker. Going to be talking swimming with the ladies coming in as well. It's Sports Talk. Hope you can join us. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Wrapping up now March and getting ready for the start of the Big Ten this weekend as Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers trek out to Piscataway, New Jersey, and Rutgers for three games to kick it off for the 2016 spring. You know, after a slow start and after taking the weekend series against Indiana State, the Baseballers have won 8 of 10 going into tonight's 6:05 game out at the BART with former assistant coach and pitching coach Ty Neal, whose Cincinnati Bearcats will drop by the BART. Then it's Evansville on Wednesday night for the 12-10 Hoosiers. Big Ten announced the player of the week, and it's another Hoosier, Indiana's third league honor and the first of a senior shortstop Ryan Wilhite's career. And boy, has he been on fire. 562 on the week with three home runs. He drove in 10, scored 7 on 9 hits. The senior belted 2 out against Butler last Wednesday, including a grand slam, while driving in a career-high 6 runs. And for the second straight game on Friday, Wilhite hit another grand slam when the Hoosiers played and opened up the series over in Terre Haute against Indiana State, had 2 hits in that victory. The Barrington, Illinois native currently riding a 10-game hitting streak.
Just seeing the ball better, I think, settling in a little bit, just big time. You know, it's just something where the game is just like that. You get knocked down, and next day you can feel horrible and still go 3-5. It's just, the game's just crazy like that. So I'm glad I'm on a swing right now. And I don't see a lot of differences in my swing, really. I think I'm just a little bit more relaxed up there, a little bit, you know, not really trying to do too much.
Well, I tell you, he's been doing a lot at the plate, and that shortstop Brian Wilhite, this week's Big Ten Player of the Week in action tonight, 6:05 against Cincinnati out at the BART. I'm Joe Smith.